Welcome, everyone. On behalf of Casinos USA, this is podcast number 6 called Early Thanksgiving Comps. And as always, our podcast is for the recreational gambler, regardless of where you play. And I want to welcome our digital audience. Apparently, they're back again today. Thanks for showing up. Okay, we lowered the volume on our digital crew. Hey, to begin this early Thanksgiving podcast, I'd like to review the recent comps that we've been receiving and talk about how a person might consider taking advantage of their own comps, or if not the comps, just the special prices offered at casinos around Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving holiday, to everyone, regardless if they gamble or not. Nearly every casino in the country offers special Thanksgiving dinner deals. So here's a couple of scenarios to consider. If your teenage children are fussing with you to be excused from your traditional Thanksgiving dinner with family so they can spend a day with their boyfriend or girlfriend's family, surprise them and say, "That's a good idea." Or if your children are older and are not coming back home for Thanksgiving, you may want to consider taking advantage of the incredible casino buffet prices that are so commonly offered. So just to share with you what my Thanksgiving comps are, I want to start with the local casinos that have the best deal for Thanksgiving dinners, and you know, their buffets, in the Pittsburgh area. The Thanksgiving Day buffet at the Rivers Casino, which is a block away from Heinz Field and 30 minutes from my house. And of course, Heinz Field is the home of the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you don't remember. It's only $19.99 per person, and the feast at the Rivers offers turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, those green bean casseroles, and how about this, crab legs, pumpkin pie, and on and on and on. $19.99 per person. In my case, since I have a $50 food credit in November at the Rivers Casino, this means my wife and I could enjoy a free feast if we wanted. However, we do have family coming in this Thanksgiving, so we'll take advantage of this food credit another day. At the Lady Luck Casino at the Nemacolin 5-Star Resort, it's even less money. It's $13.99 per person. That's a traditional turkey dinner with all the fixings. This dinner is served family style. Oh my goodness. And we received a overnight stay anytime in November at the Loft Hotel in Hanover, Maryland, which is owned by Maryland Live Casino. And that's a result of our recent play there in October with the Casinos USA bet team. And although we're not staying there over Thanksgiving, it's already booked. We're staying there. And these comps and these special prices are all a part of the hobby of recreational gaming. So do your best to enjoy it. You know, make it special for yourself. And, you know, give your spouse a break. You just have to prepare all the food and so on. Take her out and enjoy Thanksgiving put on by the master chefs at these casinos. And enjoy the buffet. Enjoy the day. You don't have to gamble at all. Just enjoy the day. We also want to talk about the Meadows Casino in Washington, PA. So in the greater Pittsburgh area, you're going to have your Thanksgiving dinner at a casino, and you have a choice of three. Of course, you have the Rivers, you have Lady Luck at Nemacolin Resort, and a very impressive casino, the Meadows. I'm not talking about going out of state to Maryland or West Virginia, but so in Western Pennsylvania, those are the three. You want to make sure you have the prices for the Meadows if you're from this area. But if you're not from this area, I just encourage you to contact your local casinos and just ask them what the buffet would be, what they're offering on Thanksgiving Day. And I'll be shocked if it's more than $20. It's just a deal that they have. They want you to come and gamble, but they can't force you to. I do want to mention a couple things to watch out for. These low prices are always associated with a player's card. And player's cards you can get at the rewards booth. Just ask the security when you go in where it's located, if it's your first visit there. And there's no charge for a player's card. And when you go through the buffet line and you're at the cash register, they'll just ask you if you have a player's card. Just pull it out and you'll get the special price. The only other caveat is that in Pennsylvania, if a restaurant's inside the casino, then you have to be 21 to enter. That's not true in many states. It's not true in Nevada and Las Vegas, of course. And we just came back from New Buffalo, Michigan, Four Winds Casino, and it's not true there either in a tribal casino of the Pokagon Band of the Potawatomi Indians. But unfortunately in Pennsylvania, that's the case. So these deals are only associated with those who are 21 years of age. VitalVegas.com has an interesting article called 10 Craps Mistakes Made by First-Time Players. In fact, we put it on our Casinos USA Facebook page. Before I get into the article, our Facebook page is really just a collection of everything we can find about casinos, and we put them on there. So we post maybe 8 or 9, 10 sometimes of the best sources that we can find dealing with Casinos USA across the country every day. We usually don't comment. We also put on our newsletters and ask some questions about that. If you go to our website, that's casinosusa.bet, you can subscribe to a newsletter and it will come directly to your mailbox, you know, through an email. And that's about every 10 days. And our newsletters go more in depth than our podcasts do, particularly with gaming strategies. But why would you do that? Well, some people do that because they don't want to bother with Facebook. They don't use Facebook themselves and they'd rather just get the email newsletter. If you don't want to do that and you do use Facebook, you want to join our public site, Casinos USA, on Facebook, and then our newsletters will be posted there for you. And you'll also get every day, again, new posts from around the country. Most of them are Las Vegas, but there's some from other areas as well, and so you might enjoy that. So it's your choice. Some people could do both. It's not a problem for us. But VitalVegas.com has a very interesting thing about 10 mistakes. The first one is more or less a protocol, and it's trying to hand cash to a dealer. You know, you're checking into a game, and maybe there's just three other people at the table, and you hand them over, you know, $50, $100, $300, and he can't take it or she can't take it. They're not allowed to take it. So you have to put your money on the table, and then the dealer will pick it up and give it to the box man who counts it, and then he'll give the okay or she'll give the okay to the dealer who will give you chips. So it's a process. So you need to do that when there's a delay in the game as well. If there's a hot roll going on and the table's moving along, you don't want to try to get cash, you know, at that point. So think about that. The second mistake that they mentioned on the Vital Vegas article, it's not holding the dice over the table. You know, you can't take the dice away from the table. You have to keep it in plain sight. Now, when it's your turn to roll, you can pass. You don't have to roll, and if you're nervous about it, just pass. It'll go to the next player. But if you do want to enjoy throwing the dice, and I would encourage you to do that, they'll push over a number of dice, and you pick out two. You have to do that with one hand. You can never use two hands. And again, they're thinking, you know, you might be a plant. You're going to switch the dice. So touching the dice with two hands is listed as the third mistake that you can make as a craps player. The fourth mistake that the VitalVegas.com article list is not hitting the back wall. So when you throw the dice, whether you're on the side or at the ends of the table, you have to throw to the opposite wall. They don't have to hit the back wall in the air, but they have to hit the back wall. Now, they'll let it go the first time generally and say, let's hit the back wall, sir, ma'am, let's hit the back wall there, young lady, whatever. But if you keep doing it, they'll stop your roll. It's so they're afraid of what, you know, is known as dice control. And if you're a new player, you don't know how to control dice if dice can be controlled. But that's why they want you to hit the back roll, because the roll becomes random. The dice flip and flop in all different ways. Some people might be so excited about, you know, playing craps for the first time, and this may have happened to me many moons ago. You forget the chip colors, you know, and you might push out a $25 chip instead of a $5 chip, you know, and so on. Now, in some casinos, it's hard, you know, it's really hard to distinguish the different chips from one another because they're so close in color and so on. But most casinos, it's clear which is a 5, which is a, you know, a 25, which is a 100, which is a 1. So anyway, the $5 chips are called nickel chips, and just be sure that you have a $5 chip, and the green chips in most casinos are $25. That helps a lot. But I've seen situations where the way the chip colors, everything's so close. And you know, let's be honest, some people are colorblind, which makes it harder, you know, for them to determine. So be careful that you have the chip denomination correct. The sixth item that's listed, and this is very common, somebody will come to the table as a player or as an observer, if there's a lot of open space, and they'll hold a drink over the table. And immediately somebody, you know, the stick man, one of the dealers, the box lady, the box man, will say, please move that drink off the table. And of course, they're afraid of spills, and I can understand that. So the rail on top is for your chips, but every craps table that I know of, including the one I have in my home, has a second rail below, and that's where you put, you know, your drink, your coffee, whatever it is, your water. So you don't put it over the table at any time. Their seventh mistake is a very serious one, and everyone's probably made a mistake at one time. You know, you're either leaning against the table and your hands are dangling over the table, or you're placing a chip while a shooter away from you is shooting, and the dice hits you, and then it's a seven out, and everybody who was on the pass line or place bets lose. There's going to be some hard stares. I've yelled so many times, you know, move your hands, lift your hands, and I'm not working for the casino. I just don't want your hands to determine how the dice are going to end up. The protocol of craps, and this is the eighth mistake, is to get your bets in early and make your bets when the dice are in the middle of the table before they're pushed to a shooter. Actually, when they're pushed to a shooter, betting should end. So make sure you make your bets, whatever they may be, prop bets, place bets, field bet, whatever it could be, make it while the dice are in the center of the table and you'll be fine. One thing that's a little challenging is whether you place your chips where you want them, or does the dealer place your chips? And you know, that it's just going to take a while for you to learn that. So you can make the assumption that your chips should be placed by the dealer. So you just put them on the table somewhere around the come line out there and say, hey, I want to place the 6 and 8. I want to place the 4. I want to place the 9. I want to place the 5 and 9, whatever it might be. And there are areas where you place the chips. You place a field bet yourself. If you want to play the come, and that's, we'll talk about that another time, you place that. If you want to play don't come, you place that. So with just a few exceptions, most of the best in craps are placed by the dealers. Now, there is a superstition. This is a 10th mistake, and I think I make this mistake because I'll say, like, I want to hop the sevens. I should say I want to hop the reds. You know, so the mistake is, and it's just a superstition, you know, the mistake is don't say the word seven out loud whenever you're at a craps table. And, you know, so I think the VitalVegas.com article did a really nice job explaining that craps is filled with superstitions and there is a protocol to the game. And, you know, it's good to identify yourself as a dealer as, hey, I'm a new player, so if I'm making a mistake, please tell me. And I think dealers would appreciate that. And, you know, stick to the basics that you know, and go from there. And it won't take too long before, you know, hey, you're a master at craps. It might take a little longer than you think. But anyway, you can win some money being a novice. I've seen it done plenty of times. And so I hope you're excited about it. But those are 10 mistakes to review and think about and just try not to make them. So today, in terms of betting, I want to talk about a betting system that you can use in pot-style poker, craps, baccarat, roulette, and maybe you'll think of another way you can use it. In this segment, we want to talk about a crap strategy book that was written by Larry Adell, copyright 2006. Larry is also the man who started the Crap Shooter newsletter, and I would suggest that you get to know him. And if you're into reading and studying from the written page, you'll find a spot for his works in your gaming library. The book I'm turning my attention to is the Everything Craps Strategy book, as it's been by my side for a long time, and it's going to expose our listeners to some ideas about bedding that I think you'll be confident to utilize once you hear the story. Larry refers to it as a 31 system. I'm going to make a statement, you know, what I said about my exclamation points about hedging and such, all right? This could sound very odd to you, but in my experience, all bedding systems work. Yeah, that's right. They don't always work, but they work. You know, they work when the cards in Pikeout, the dice in craps, the roulette ball and a spinning roulette wheel match up with the system. But if you want to start a conversation, sort of a general discussion, just use my line that all systems work at times. But I really like this one, and I have won much more than I have lost betting this way. If you're a low roller and you just don't want to do it helter-skelter your own way without something to lean on, you might want to try this System 31, because all you need to try it is $155. The 31 refers to the multiple of your bet times 5, for example, would be $155. If you were at a $10 table, you would need 10 times 31 or $310. That's probably what I do in Pikeout. I go in for, you know, $400, and I'm going to use this system, 310. And I have 9 bets in this system. I have 9 bets. You know, if I'm playing craps, I can start on the pass line or the don't pass. You know, if I'm playing roulette, I can bet red or I can bet black, and I can move back and forth. If I'm playing baccarat, I can bet player, I can bet banker, and again, I can move back and forth. So let's talk about the $5 times 31, $155. Let's talk about that system. And here's the progression, and you might want to write these down. 5, 5, 5, 10, 10, 20, 20, 40, 40. If you haven't won, you've lost $155. So the odds, are they on your side? Can you place 9 bets in any of those things that I mentioned? Pikeout, poker, craps, roulette, baccarat, without winning? This is how it works. So I start with $5 and I lose. And I start with $5 and I win. And I start with $5 and I win. I won 2 bets in a row. I go back to $5. If I lose $5 and then lose another $5 and then lose another $5, my next bet is $10. And then if I lose that, I bet $10 again. My next bet is $20. Remember, if I win 2 in a row, I go back to $5. So one more time. This is the progression. If you lose, you keep going up the progression. If you win, you win 2 bets in a row. In the progression, you go back and start over again. 5, 5, 5, 10, 10, 20, 20, 40, 40. That's $155. And if I haven't won, I have lost $155 and I'm out. Boy, okay. Most often, you will win. Start over again, you'll be feeling good. Okay, so here's the numbers at a $10 level. So it's 10 times 31, or $310 to play this 9-bet system. Remember, you keep going up the betting scale until you win 2 in a row. Here we go. 10, 10, 10, 20, 20, 40, 40, 80, 80. If I haven't won in 9 bets, I'm out $310. I especially like it when the pie gal man comes over and sees $40 on the table or $80 on the table, and they give me some nice comps with that. But, you know, when I get to 80, I only got one more 80 to go, and I broke the system. So it's still, how many times are you going to lose 9 bets in a row? And, you know, even at $310, if it was that bad at the table, I probably would have lost more. All right. At least I have a system. One more time with the $10 progression. You keep going until you win 2 bets in a row. And when you win 2 bets in a row on this $10 level, you go back to $10. So one more time. 10, 10, 10, 20, 20, 40, 40, 80, 80. All right. So this System 31, I would suggest you start it at a $5 table, any of those games, and see what you can do. And I think it's highly unlikely that you'll lose 9 straight bets. But, you know, there's always a risk. It is gambling. But I think it's highly unlikely, and I think more often than not, you'll come out of the progression ahead, and then your decision is, well, do I keep playing and start the system over again, or do I walk away? So your first three bets are $5, $5, $5, then $10, $10. Remember, if you win two bets in a row, you go back to the $5 series, then 20, 20, 40, 40, that's 155. You have 9 chances to win before you bust. But, you know, you don't have to go that far. You know, for example, if a lot of times, like in Pigal, I lose 5 hands, I'm done. I'm not going to go 9 bets. I'm just not feeling the vibes. Anything with a system, you know, if you feel it's just not going to play out the way you want, you can stop short. Just take the loss, leave the table, come back later, you know, or come back next time you visit a casino. So these things are not foolproof. They're just an approach that you can take. And I like the one that's, you know, a reasonable amount of money at risk. And now we'll go on and tell, unfortunately, a sad gambling story. A new story in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review reports that a tax collector, actually a deputy tax collector out of Beaver County, gambled away $1 million that he had embezzled from the taxpayers of Beaver County. This embezzlement took place over the course of about 8 years. When people paid their taxes in cash, Christek is his name, simply pocketed the money. And when they paid in checks, he forged their signatures to cash them. Overall, he pocketed about $320,000 in cash payments and $740,000 in check payments. And the article was written by Brian Bowling, who is a reporter for the Trib. This deputy tax collector, Keith Christick, is 57 years of age, and he was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Arthur Schwab to 3 years and 1 month in prison and 3 years of probation. The judge also ordered him to pay $1 million in restitution to the school district and $46,000 to the borough. Spokesman for the district and the borough didn't comment. Mr. Christick was a career law enforcement officer who had served in the Army and on the Baden and Swickley Heights police departments. He said that his downfall was winning a small jackpot at a casino, and then he became convinced that he could make money by gambling. He embarked on what came to be an 8-year spree funded by money he had stolen from the taxes in the borough of Baden and also in the school district. I'm quoting him, "I always had this glimmer of hope that I could win that big jackpot and I could pay it all back." In addition to his military and police service, Mr. Christick coached youth basketball for 20 years and was a regular community volunteer, according to his attorney. So again, when I talk about, you know, systems to employ in gambling, I don't win every time I use them. It's just something that I lean on sometimes or something that I experiment with. And I'm a recreational gambler. And I don't want anyone who listens to think that they can make a living from gambling. Now, I know it's done in the poker rooms. I know there are professional poker players who make hundreds of thousands of dollars. But they're few and far between. You know, the table games in the casino, and I know you're thinking about blackjack card counters. The table games in the casino are just not the venue to try to gamble professionally. Yeah, there are some that do it, but they're in a very distinct minority. And if you feel that there's a gambling addiction coming on, you have to do the wise thing, get counseling, and even go as far as banning yourself from casinos. Please don't ever forget that. I must say the System 31 that we talked about today, I had some fun with it recently. I didn't use it in craps. I was at the Rivers, and I seldom play roulette. But, you know, I went down for prize day. You know, casinos give out twice a month prices. So my wife was working. So I went down and I sat down at the roulette table and I said, you know, I'm going to do this. I had $200 with me. And I said, I'm going to do this System 31. And over the course of about 40 minutes, I won $100 and I stopped. So I was really excited. Now, would I have won that without the system? I don't think I would have. But the system worked. And so again, betting systems all work. It's just how often and when. So I enjoy it, and I enjoy trying different things. I told you, I don't play the same way all the time. I don't play the same games all the time. I like to learn new ways and try things that people say work well and see what I think about them. I'm not going to be foolish with it and lose a ton, but that's nice stuff with this Rivers coming home with $100 more than what I left with. Remember that we encouraged you to take your husband, to take your wife, take your boyfriend, take your girlfriend, thinking about taking them out to Thanksgiving Day at a casino. The Meadows finally got back to us. Their Thanksgiving Day buffet is $19.99, just as the Rivers is. So there are some great choices that we mentioned in our area. Lady Luck Casino at Nemacolin Resort. The Rivers Casino in Pittsburgh, and the Meadows Casino in Washington, PA. And with that, we want to say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the casino's USA way. Podcast number 7 will come the day before Thanksgiving. So we'll be one day early. It'll be on a Wednesday in about approximately 2 weeks. Thank you and enjoy yourself.
Every day is Saturday.